Hi there. The word for you today is Billy. I'll explain that in a moment. In 1 Corinthians 1 verse 27, Paul points out that God chooses the things that the world considers foolish. Writing about his time as a counselor at a teen Bible camp, Tony Campolo says, "Teenage boys have a tendency to pick on some unfortunate kid. That summer it was 13-year-old Billy, a kid who couldn't walk or talk right. When the kids from his cabin were assigned to lead devotions, they voted Billy as the speaker. It didn't seem to bother him. He dragged himself up to the pulpit amid sneers and snickers, and it took him a long time to stammer, 'Jesus loves me, and I love Jesus.' There was stunned silence, and when I looked around, there were boys with tears streaming down their cheeks. We'd done many things to try and reach these boys, but nothing had worked. We'd even brought in famous baseball players whose batting averages had gone up since they started praying. But it had no effect. It wasn't until a special needs kid declared his love for Christ that everything changed. I travel a lot, and it's surprising how often I meet people who say, 'You probably don't remember me. I became a Christian at a camp where you were a counselor. And do you know what the turning point for me was?' I never have to ask, says Campolo. I always know. I'm going to hear the word Billy." In 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 9, Paul writes, "God chose things the world considers foolish in order to shame those things they think are wise." So, when you find yourself focusing on what you can't do, remember 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, God's power works best in your weakness. In other words, just do what you can, and God will do the rest. That's right. He'll crown your efforts with success.